We would like to begin by addressing one of what we consider to be troublesome traditions in your world, and that is the making of the list of the things you are going to improve for the year. We have seen this happening all around, what do you call them, resolutions? And we would like to speak to you about them because if you do not understand the dynamic, you could be disappointed, or disappointed in yourself, or hurt, or feeling once more not all that you should be, which is not really a thing we are looking for as women, particularly in this year. So what happens with a resolution is you are saying, whether you realize it or not, there is something wrong with me. And this is what I'm going to do to make it right with me. And energetically, we are moving as quickly as we can away from all of the things that indicate that we are wrong. And the reason for that is that you cannot heal in that. The acceptance of who you are and where you are, and that it is good, whatever it is. This does not mean that you cannot make changes, but it means that you do not want to put yourself in a position where if you resolve to make any change, really, we're sure you all know that all resolutions are broken. People do not make a resolution that lasts for the rest of their lives. That simply does not work. And so we would like you to think a little differently about your year, particularly since this year is going to have some glorious things and some challenging things. We would like you to think of the energy that you would like to overarch your life. And when we think of that, you may visualize that in any way that you like. But when you think of what you would like to overarch your life, whether that be kindness, whether that be a sense of strength, whether that be self-care, we would like you to think about the language you are using in the energy that overarches your life, because that energy must have love in it. Even where it is saying we will change this or that, it cannot be fear-based, and it cannot exist because you are bad, because there is something wrong with you, because we need to do something desperate to change this badness about you. And then, of course, you drop the resolution and it proves that you're bad. We are not quite sure who thought of this, particularly for women, but we really, truly wish they had thought of something else, because there is no kindness in this. And so let us say that we're going to take three fairly general ones, knowing none of these may be the ones you are thinking about. But if you were thinking about loving your body, that would be a beautiful overarching thing. And you can see how under that arch, how many things in a day you could choose to do that would be loving for your body. And let us just say, for instance, that you have decided that it would be good to walk more, or to do some form of exercise more. Do you understand how much better your body is going to respond to that choice in your day if it comes under that arc of loving your body? Loving your body. It is then the thing that you do, whatever it is going to carry that loving energy with it. the truth of it is, if you can carry that, you are much more likely to want to take a walk or to exercise or to do whatever it is the next day. Why? Because you engaged in a loving arc. You responded to a loving arc. And so whatever you do to respond to that, it has love at its base. And you are going to feel enriched, not like, oh, I'm trying to make it better because it was so bad. That is the worst possible way to try to create your year. Now, we are going to jump to another thing. And we understand none of these things may be what you want to overarch your year. We are simply using them as an example. But let us say that you have decided on some skill that you would like to add. Let us say you wanted to learn a language of some kind. When you think about that, there must be love in it. If you want to learn Italian, then there must be a part of you that is going to love speaking that. And then whatever you choose to do in your day to support that, it is likely to stay with you because there is love in it. Now we will take another one, which we know is challenging. And we are going to mention this one, but we want you all to watch for what we are going to call the splinter effect. So we are going to talk about increasing the money you make in a year. Now, unfortunately, money is closely tied to fear. And so when you think about the things to do that would bring you more of money or of other things that are what we would call loaded in your culture, it is often not love that you feel. It is often fear. And so when that is the case, then we want you to really readjust how you are thinking of this, how you are presenting it, not to the world, but how you are presenting it to yourself. And if you have been frustrated by something in any way, to the very best of your ability, say, I do not want frustration overarching my life. I do not want that. I want whatever I want more of, better of. I want there to be love with it. I want to think about my enjoyment, my pleasure, my comfort, connect that overarching thing to the things that are about love. If you will set your year up in this way, you would be amazed at how protected you will find yourself. When it is love that you are carrying, you will be able to dispel so much of the fear that has probably limited your life before. And we do not, in this year, want to bring limitation into our overarching energy. We want to bring love and power into it. And so when we feel the frustration or the fear, let us stop and breathe and move it out of the way, because we do not want to be trying to create into fear, because the only thing you are going to get is something that creates more fear. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about it together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And let your breath fill your body. And know that you are breathing in peace. And feel that energy in your head, calming the head, bringing your thoughts into a peaceful place. And feel the peace flow through your trunk and bring all of your organs and your bones, all of the parts of your trunk into a place of rebalance in peace. Let the blue energy flow over your shoulders and help them release, to let go of what you might have been carrying. Let the blue of peace flow down your back and take away your burden. Feel the peace flow down through your arms and your hands, so that you choose in peace what you wish to create, what you wish to do. Feel the peace flow down through your legs and into your feet. And feel the peace that you have breathed into your body. Restore your energy, the energy you might have been using in internal or external conflict. All gone now. And feel your energy begin to build in your body, to return health to you, to return kindness to you. Open your crown and let the golden light of the universe join with your energy. And feel that liquid golden light open your crown to receive, your third eye to intuit, your throat center to speak only loving kindness, your heart to heal, your solar plexus to release, your second center to displace shame and judgment and restore purification as a natural part of who you are. Feel the flow of light down through your body and into your root. And feel the root come into balance with all of the other centers and with the golden light which the universe fills you with. Now feel a warm rain fall around the outside of your body to wash away care and burden, worry and trouble. Give it to the rain. And breathe in your own freedom. Move your attention into your heart center. And stop for a moment to see the stunning beauty of your heart, its uniqueness, its colors. The power in your heart that is yours and yours alone. And find the water in your heart that may be running and drink it and refresh your heart center. And your spirit. And know that in your heart, you are returned to the sacred space that has always been yours and is always blessed by the universe. Now see that in a golden circle in your heart, a gift has been left for you. Resting in the mind, allow the gift to be what it is and know it. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.